This is a sign for the historic cemetery.
That was Les Jackson. I met up with him at the Hardwood Cemetery in Pittsfield Township so he can tell me about his three times great-grandfather, Asherah Ray. With considerable pride, Les reads part of the inscription on the sign.
In 1853, Ray sheltered a group of 28 slaves whose flight to freedom was documented nationwide.
Snow on the ground makes it difficult to see just how many headstones are in the small private lot located at the corner of Textile and Campbell Roads. His headstone, as well as his wife's Catherine, have fallen to the ground over time. Asherah Ray was always a free black man. He died in 1871, and Les wants to make sure his legacy of helping slaves find freedom in Canada lives on.
For him to help slaves to escape was... It was instrumental in helping to forge our society as we know it, and a precursor to the civil rights movement.
As we stand in front of the headstones, which are located in the center of the cemetery, Les's aunt Alice Jackson Gilbert walks up.
Oh, hey, this is my aunt Alice.
Oh, Jorge, nice to meet you.
All
right. This is my dad's sister.
Alice is shivering because it's 19 degrees outside. She's wearing a coat with fur around her neck and a hat. Alice puts the chills aside for a second to deliver a message to young people.
They've got something to look forward to and to stand up for.
That's right.
Hey, this is what our forefathers had done. So let's stand proud and make a better life for ourselves and our families.
To help everyone see firsthand what civil rights pioneers in this area accomplished, an African American Cultural and Historical Museum of Washtenaw County is being built on Pontiac Trail in Ann Arbor. Marlis Dean, who is the chairman of the board for the museum, says they need artifacts from the public, such as ledgers, journals, and playbills that demonstrate their family's history.
This is an excellent way to show the history of African Americans, to contribute to the cultural community of Ann Arbor, and to enhance education.
Local historian Matt Siegfried is also passionate about African American history. So I took a walking tour with him on South Adams Street in Ypsilanti to discuss the Underground Railroad history there.
Now we're standing here on the corner of South Adams and Buffalo. Would slaves just stand here like this in Ypsilanti back then trying to escape, or how was the situation?
Well, I think the situation is ad hoc and different depending on the circumstances. So I think we think that people always hid and were always hiding, but they hid when there was danger, and they didn't hide when there was no danger. So just right up the street, we have the home of John Anderson. John Anderson had a wanted notice out for him from Missouri where he escaped from bondage. He lived quite openly here, even with his name.
At the same corner, as if it was his own family's history, Matt tells me about the historic Brown Chapel AME Church that still stands.
This church has been on this corner since the 1840s, and I can guarantee that people on this corner were sitting in pews singing for their liberation and the liberation of their people. It absolutely happened on this corner. In fact, the windows in Brown Chapel, the memorial windows, I regard as the most precious historical items in all of Ypsilanti. They commemorate the original and early parishioners of the church and founders of the church, and many of the windows are names of people who escaped from bondage or fought in the Civil War.
There's no doubt that Washtenaw County has a rich history with the Underground Railroad and other African American history. Now it's time for you to explore it. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.